Politicians from Ireland and Britain have attended a church service in Armagh, marking the centenary of partition and the formation of Northern Ireland. The Irish and British governments are both represented at the service at St Patrick's Church of Ireland Cathedral. Last month, you'll recall, President Higgins declined an invitation, saying the event had been politicised. Britain's Queen Elizabeth, who had been due to attend, did not in the event travel to Northern Ireland on medical advice. This report from Sinead Spain.
In a socially distant service, around 130 people gathered in Armagh to mark the centenary of partition and the formation of Northern Ireland. The Dean of Armagh, the Very Reverend Shane Forster, said the British Queen had been due to attend but withdrew yesterday on medical advice.
Her Majesty the Queen has reluctantly accepted medical advice to rest for a few days and is therefore unable to be with us today here in Armagh. We extend to Her Majesty our prayerful good wishes and in doing so acknowledge the significance of her commitment to the work of peace and reconciliation on this island.
People injured in the Troubles and young people born post-ceasefire prayed for a peaceful and shared future. Lucy Addis spoke about the importance of friendships.
My generation has only ever known peace, and we should all aspire to learn more about our cultures in order to form harmonious friendships that will last for the next 100 years and beyond.
The leaders of the churches who organised today's service delivered reflections marking the centenary. The Most Reverend Eamon Martin, the Catholic Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland. The Right Reverend Dr. David Bruce, the moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. The Very Reverend Dr. Ivan Patterson, President of the Irish Council of Churches. And the Most Reverend John McDowell, Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland.
I have to face the difficult truth that perhaps we in the churches could have done more to deepen our understanding of each other and to bring healing and peace to our divided and wounded communities.
I look back over these 100 years with mixed feelings. Northern Ireland is my home and I love it. But I lament the physical and emotional pain which has been caused over the last century to so many people by violence and the language and words which leads to violence.
And while it is important that we continue to show leadership to our young people by coming together as church leaders, we recognise that our failure even to talk well together about the ways in which the past continues to affect us all. It hampers them in addressing that unfinished work of peace, so important for the future.
We have too often been captive churches. We obsessed about some things, especially borders. One way or another, we're obsessing about them again, and being distracted from really thinking about what a good society would look like.
Delivering the homily, Dr. Sari Ambasu said it's important that this service should happen.
Today, we are marking a point in our history. We have come a long way. Not just for a century, but for centuries. And during that time, many have made efforts towards building good community relations.
And as the service drew to a close, two young people carried a lantern, symbolising the light of hope through the cathedral, where it was received in the sanctuary by the church leaders.
And that report from Sinead Spain. Let's talk to our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, who joins us from Armagh. Conor, the church leaders were at pains to say this wasn't to be a celebration of partition or the creation of Northern Ireland 100 years ago. It was, they said, a service of reconciliation. To what extent was that reflected in the ceremony that took place there in Armagh today?
Good afternoon, Brian. Well, I mean, it's fair to say it was very carefully choreographed. That's certainly true. I mean, the whole issue is a very sensitive subject, and I suppose it was made all the more so after that decision by the President not to attend. There was a huge amount of effort here, I think, to be inclusive, and that ranged like from things, simple things like prayers in both Irish and English, to those powerful testimonies that some of what you heard in Sinead's package there from the likes of Archbishop Eamon Martin. He talked about his childhood and straddling the Derry-Donegal border. He used to go and visit his granny, he said, over in Donegal, and at the start he went through customs, and then later he had to go through military checkpoints. And he said he looked back at the 100 years of partition with a sense of loss and sadness that it had polarised and institutionalised division. And you also heard in today's package from the Presbyterian moderator, Dr. David Bruce, who talked about the pain that had been caused by the years of violence and indeed the words that led to violence. But I think the thing that most people were struck by today was the children. There were an awful lot of children involved in this service. They talked about the future. They talked about mutual respect and understanding. They called for brave political leadership, and there were a lot of politicians in the room, so to speak. One young man said, much has been done, but there's much more to do. And the focus very much of all the children involved in this service was on moving forward. And at points, you could see politicians in the room nodding in agreement down in the congregation.
Colin McCauley in Armagh, thank you for that.